T-4. Landing site, Solar City, Sanctuary. Leisha stared at Billy Kendrick, relieved to at least see that his sternum was rising and falling. It went without saying that he wasn't okay, however, and Leisha's heart was in his mouth as he rushed down the ramp. What happened? Leisha vocalized in the language of his kind, no longer even thinking about how remarkable it was that he was able to do so and be understood.
We had to sedate him,
the diminutive principal stated.
He was a danger to himself and to others, but we expected him to wake up by now. The dose was not intended to last so long.
What? What happened? Leisha repeated with even greater urgency.
His mind fell into a manic state when his eyes fell upon our Mother of Sacrifice. Praise be upon her,
chanted the herd of smalls. They also did so in Leisha's language, with the harmonic incantation having a poetic sound to it.
Basa lo triaho.
You sedated him? Leisha snapped.
He accused us of lying about our Mother of Sacrifice. Praise be upon her.
Enough, Leisha boomed at the suddenly irritating herd. His intensity scared them, sufficiently to cause many to back away. He didn't apologize. Tell me what happened here, and tell me how we can fix it. The principal walked towards Billy.
He may still come around, but my hope is fading. Earth's doctors, or perhaps your own, may be better equipped. His mania began when he saw the statue. He knew her name, Emma, and began to speculate that your crew must have come from a time beyond reality. It was senseless.
Like never before in his life, Leisha was perplexed into an all-new level of shock. There were so many questions, and he almost felt ready to fall into a manic confusion, trying at the same time to appreciate how much more jarring and unsettling it must have been for Billy, alone on this impossible world, to come face to face with a statue of Emma, and for that to have been how he learned there was some kind of time-based factor at play. Before leaving with Billy, there were things Leisha felt like he quite simply needed to ask. There were subjects to probe and answers to seek, but in doing so, he knew he would inevitably have to make the smalls themselves aware of the time issue he understood better than Billy, but which they had no suspicion of at all. For all the reasons Leisha had considered while being pulled to Solar City's landing site, the last thing he wanted to do was selfishly dump this bombshell on the smalls. After all, Billy was proof, if proof were needed, of just what could happen when unpalatable or even simply unexpected truths were startlingly revealed. Leisha lamented the fact that there was no way for him to press for details without... A thought in his own mind cut him off just before he gave up. Thoughts of Emma, of Clark, and most recently of Godfrey's selfless willingness to take the risk of utilizing a certain dangerous but powerful tool sent Leisha's hand into the rear pouch of his tunic. With a degree of subtlety, he placed the red deep-diving telepathy patch on the back of his neck. One final selfless risk, on top of the colossal one he had already taken in coming back for Billy at all, was the only option Leisha had left to try to make sense of this madness, and this was the only chance he would ever have. Before he could think himself out of it, Leisha gulped away his doubts and began to explore the principal's mind. Almost immediately, Leisha found his mind struggling to keep up with its own attempts to piece things together. His deep dive was a short one, bringing forth no physical symptoms strong enough to concern the smalls, but it quickly proved fruitful. In essence, through a mixture of information and insinuation, all of which would come to be backed up by minds more adept in these matters than his, Leisha learned and realized that had he and Dan not crossed the gate to Sanctuary with Billy and Tara when they did, the architects would not have been sufficiently impressed by Dan's bravery to seek to communicate directly and particularly with him when they arrived in New York to prevent a nuclear escalation. The information Leisha garnered from the principal's mind related to the tales passed down from the Smalls' ancestors, in turn supposedly seeded by a group of human visitors. Knowing what he knew of the highly imperfect dual-spectrum space-time gate the architects had created, which was based only on what Dan had communicated either intentionally or by having it at the forefront of his mind in the few rushed minutes after the architect left, Leisha just about understood that depending on the relative position of the planets at the time, a group of humans crossing from New Kerguelen in Earth's relative future could arrive in Sanctuary's relative past. The aha moment came when Leisha pieced things together in a way that made his brain feel somewhat light, a new and telltale sign that he had landed on the right answer. Effectively, he considered, his group's action in crossing the gate when they did had prevented another possible future on Earth, one in which the arriving architects hadn't sought out Dan in particular, and in which Emma, as an excellent speaker and debater, might have stepped forward either instead of or as well as Dan to converse with an architect. What the principal had said about Billy's mind being overpowered made sense to Leisha in the context of him never having been uplifted in the way Dan had. Truly, Dan alone seemed to have a brain capable of sustaining what would have been a fatally overpowering influx of information to any other human. Leisha naturally didn't know and couldn't guess what had happened next or why Sanctuary had been in danger prior to Emma's intervention in Earth's alternate timeline, but he did feel like he knew that further down that timeline in Earth's alternate future, humans reached Sanctuary with tales of Emma's bravery and, due to the truly confounding issue of the gate's imperfection, met with smalls from what was effectively Sanctuary's actual past. No harm had been done in this case, but Leisha could see only too clearly that the architects had come to the right conclusion. Time, even more so than nuclear weaponry, was not to be messed with. Interaction between beings of or in different times had tremendous potential for harm, Leisha knew, and he was glad that the decision had already been made to close the gate upon his return journey's completion. He removed the patch, just before his eyes turned red enough to really scare the onlooking smalls, and placed it back in his tunic's pouch.
"Praise be upon her," he said, appealing to their idolization of the Mother of Sacrifice in a bid to prevent any difficult and unwanted questions about what had just happened.
"Praise be upon her,"
the principal and his herd of followers replied with wide smiles. Leisha then amazed and impressed the smalls by telekinetically lifting Billy into the small craft and placing him gently on a bed-like bench near the back. As he gazed at their shocked faces, Leisha lightheartedly wondered for a moment whether there might one day be a statue of him on Sanctuary, a new god revered for his ability to move without touching. He then, ironically, wondered when a human or messenger crew would have to cross from New Kerguelen to see such a thing. What with the gate's imperfection making a mockery of linearity and traditional logic as it did, but he consciously relegated such thoughts to the back of his mind, where he would attempt to lock them away forever. No one would ever cross the gate again, to everyone's benefit, because the gate would soon be closed. But whatever had or hadn't and would have or wouldn't have happened on any given hypothetical timeline, Leisha was glad to be able to leave the smalls to themselves, content and happy on their ancestral home planet without even knowing it. The complicating truth on this occasion, quite simply, was not Leisha's truth to tell, and no one would have benefited from its telling. With that in mind, Leisha crouched as low as he could, and extended a hand outwards to the principal. The two aliens from different worlds and effectively of different times then engaged in one of the most human gestures of all before parting ways, a warm handshake. Leisha would make sure to gather the probes and mapping drones he had sent out last time, all of which he knew would be ready. And then it was full steam ahead. Knowing that the gate would close imminently, once and for all, as soon as his craft was through, Leisha could only hope and pray that both he and Billy Kendrick would live to see the other side.